This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, cat, go, but don't
do it.
Step on my blue suede
unless
shoe.
It's Dak Prescott's shoe.
Well, you
and then Fletcher Cox, stomp on it. Like you did in 2014 down there in Big Day. All right, the King, Howard Eskin, brought to us by Turn 7, the massive Turn 7 holiday gift liquidation. Turn 7 liquidations, the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I'm sitting here listening to your favorite word every time I come on. It's just, and you know what it is, it begins with an F. It's your favorite word.
Fantastic?
No, that's not it, Joe.
Flippant.
Because I won't say it. I just won't say
it. It's Freudian.
It's freaking good there, Howard.
Yeah.
Just trying to avoid a fine and a fire.
Telling you, you use it so much. I just didn't think, and I know you're a smart guy. There's got to be other words in your vocabulary.
Yeah, there are. I'm not allowed to say them. All right, Howard, let me ask you a question. We're going to get to all the Eagles stuff here, but let me get your assessment of this Bryce Harper thing right out of the gate. Again, the quote yesterday from Scott Boras at the winter meetings was the following. Bryce has let me know he wants to work out an extension so that he knows he's going to be there for the remainder of his career. I think it's phony baloney. Howard, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I've mentioned this weeks ago that I was told. See, Bryce Harper runs the team. I mean, I like Bryce, and he's a terrific player. But, you know, he wanted Trey Turner, so they got Trey Turner. He wanted Trout, but Trout wasn't going to be traded. But Bryce Harper runs the team. But and I mentioned it weeks ago, and I'm saying, are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's really more of, I think, and Scott Boras puts it on Bryce Harper because nobody will criticize Bryce Harper. But it's Scott Boras's idea. You know, he was so excited that he signed the biggest contract in baseball, but it lasted for 5 minutes until Mike Trout signed. But the reality is, it is ridiculous. And he wants to play here the rest of his career, but he doesn't have a no-trade clause.
Right.
So that's not a guarantee anyway. This is ridiculous. Scott Boras, who I don't like a little bit, he controls too much of baseball, wants more money.
What are they going to do, Howard? Best player wants more money. He's got a ton of leverage, but he doesn't have much when he's got 8 years left on his deal. In this regard, what do you think the Phillies will do?
Well, Bryce Harper is the general manager, so he's going to do what he wants to do. They'll figure out a way to throw in money, but it is because at the end of contracts, it's like Aaron Nola's contract the last 2 years. We know that's really not going to be the value. It's not going to be. But nobody cares anymore. The end of contracts, they just throw away like, well, we'll worry about that when it comes. So they're going to do something because Bryce Harper now is told by Scott, Scott Boras told us that that's what he wants. So now it's going to be Bryce Harper. How much money?
What's it going to look like? I mean, right now he makes $25 million a year. Does it mean he just gets a lump sum and everything's forgotten and everyone's happy?
I don't think
you can't
do
that in baseball. It's like basketball. You can't redo deals that exist. So all you can do is tack on, right, Howard?
Right.
It's the Scottie Pippen thing. Like the Bulls, no matter how good Scottie Pippen was.
So how do you disguise
that's why
you just put money on the end. That's the only thing you can do. You can't give them money now.
That's all you do is you put money on the end. I don't know if baseball has a signing bonus. I don't know what the reality is, but it's how much money do you need? He's got enough money for his kids, and college education and lifetime. I don't get it. It's just it's an ego trip, but it's Scott Boras.
Yeah.
It's really Scott Boras, and now he's convinced Bryce. Yeah, go along with this. And like I said, I knew about it. I knew about it towards the end of the season, and it's just it's beyond ridiculous.
Howard, let me ask you one other Phillies question, then we'll get to the Eagles with a big game. You said at the start of this discussion that Bryce Harper wanted Mike Trout, and I believe what you said is Trout, quote, wasn't going to be traded. Were you talking about a couple of years ago, or were you talking about this offseason?
Well, he said it this – didn't he say it this offseason?
We were playing a clip on WIP, but I believe it was from years ago.
Yeah, it was from money.
Which made me question if we should play it, because I thought it sounded like he was out of context.
Well, I think at the end of this year
I could be wrong, though. Let me be clear.
But Trout was not going to be traded.
So you're saying Trout is not going to be traded this offseason?
No. And I was told the Phillies really didn't have that much interest in him because they were concerned about his injuries. When Mike Trout's healthy, he's one of the three best players in baseball.
Yeah, but he might not be healthy again.
Yeah, but that's what the Phillies worried about. So they weren't really interested. And from what I understand, Mike Trout's not interested in being traded. It's that simple.
Howard, let's get to the Eagles here.
But again, Bryce Harper is the one that, when he mentions something,
he's got power.
The team listens.
No doubt. Yeah. Howard, the Birds have a huge game on Sunday, and we all know they are better as a squad when they let Jalen run more, but we also know there's risk with that. If you're Sirianni, are you dialing up more Jalen Hurts runs and taking that risk because of the nature of what a big game this is, or do you keep him more in bubble wrap?
See, here's a problem with me, Joe. I actually check. I check to see what has been called and what's been called. Mm-hmm. They're calling the same amount of RPOs, but that doesn't
Keep it though. Keep it and run with it.
But that's not the coach's situation. That's not the coach.
But it could be per their instructions.
Joe,
and I would guess it is, Howard.
Howard,
are you sure they're calling the same amount of RPOs?
That's what I was told. Yes.
Doesn't look that way to me.
But the quarterback can change the plays. If he sees my question is, are the defenses doing something different to try to take some of that away from the Eagles?
That's part of it.
And apparently they are. So the quarterback Jalen Hurts comes to the line of scrimmage. He sees something and says, well, in his mind, that's not going to work. So he changes he's got the ability, and he does, changes the play at the line of scrimmage. I'm going to ask John a question because he and Seth Joyner took a shot at me earlier in the week, and run the ball. I'm so sick and tired of hearing run the ball. John, here's the question for you, big guy. Where do the Eagles rank?
Big guy him.
Yeah, right. He's a genius. John's a genius. Where do the Eagles rank in rushes in the NFL?
I don't know.
Fifth. How's that?
You're counting a million Jalen Hurts quarterback sneaks.
Yeah. No. Okay, Joe, I got one for you. Okay. Take Jalen Hurts out of the quarterback, and it's ninth. It's still in the top 10. Here's another question for you rocket scientist there. All right. Against Buffalo, they scored how many points? 37, right?
I don't remember.
Okay, 37 was the number, just so you're aware. Okay. How many rushes did Swift get?
Again, I don't remember.
14. 14, and they scored 37 mm-hmm. points. Here's the reality. They run the ball enough. If here's where the Eagles lost the game, and you're into running the ball.
They didn't run the ball enough.
Howard, the biggest issue with the running game is they're not running it well. But go ahead.
They're not running it well.
That's right.
That's a valid point. Yeah. They're not running it well. Not that they're not running it. The first two series is where the first two drives that they scored points, that's where they lost the game. You can't kick field goals against San Francisco. You get up double digits, and they have to change what they do. That's where they lost. And we weren't complaining about when they were moving the ball up and down the field for two drives. What they didn't do is score in the red zone. They are running the ball enough. You still have to pass to score. You have to score. You got to score points in the NFL. That's what the game is today. And they run the ball enough, but I just gave you some numbers. Fifth in the NFL. You take all Jalen
Hurts
out of
there. Howard. 48 dropbacks, 11 carries by running backs. That's not running the ball enough.
John, you are an idiot. Because you're
getting getting across the line there, Howard.
Well, okay,
I know where the line is. You better look behind you.
I'll use a Joe phrase. You're a friggin' idiot. All right? It's just, John,
Howard,
I'm just trying.
Howard, he knows where you live.
John, They were down. They were down so many points that that number is so skewed. When you use that number, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because it makes no sense.
Yeah, 11 carries by running backs is ridiculous.
Well,
for an
entire
game.
They were down.
You won't be down if you run the ball.
I'm done. I'm done.
All right,
I can't take this.
King, stay well. Have a good call down in Dallas.
I can't take this because the reality is you don't look at what the situation in the game is. You just use those numbers, and that's
it. Wasn't a blowout
ridiculous.
Until the end of the third quarter, right?
I agree with that.
You know, they're fifth in the NFL in runs, and they're ninth.
All right, King, we're good. We're good. Thanks, buddy. All right, James, did we save John's life by having this thing wrap up? Excuse me, Howard's life by having to wrap up sooner than later?
Yeah, probably.
John, give me on a 1 to 10. How annoyed are you? You're a little annoyed. You're like a 4 or 5, I think.
No, you should be annoyed. I'm annoyed for you.
I'm good.
That's a little much.
That look on your face says differently.
I think he was off base. I think he was off base. But you know what? He's
crush
allowed
your
to be.
Face.
I just hope we run the ball, guys.
I know.
Solves everything.
John, solves everything.
We go out and win this game. Keep that. Hang on to that one seed. Everything
can I just
good.
Say what John
and I actually expect that.
Yeah,
so I feel good.
Here's what John didn't say, but wanted to say about looking forward to a physical altercation with Howard Eskin.
Can't wait.
Yeah, just putting that out.
John would crush
a physical altercation.
How many kings, Ben?
Howard.
How many kings to beat Howard in a fight? Six Howard Eskins.
John, you mean?
Yeah, Ben. Six Howard Eskins or one John? Who wins the fight?
I'd say probably 20 Howard Eskins.
I agree.
I think so too.
It's like 13 to 16.
I think he takes out like 10 immediately.
Yeah. Takes out a couple real quick, and it goes from like 8 to 1 to 5 to 1,
yeah.
And then yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, just he could just it wouldn't even close.
I'm with you. 20, maybe 20 kings, but
I think John Ritchie could look at him. And
I know.
I don't know.
All right, a lot up ahead, including more of what AJ Brown said yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls. Mike Quick today at 8:40. Sirianni. On Jalen and the rushing thing, we'll get to that and more of Rob Thompson said something yesterday about the or this week he did about the leadoff spot and a player he might be leaning to with the leadoff spot this year in the batting order. That and more up ahead. Your calls as well. 94 WIP. Hey, as the weather gets colder, new offers and NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins and. I don't have to tell you who your team is, and there's a big old game Sunday night down in Dallas, Philly and Dallas. Whether it's the point spread, Philadelphia an underdog, player props, overrunners, and more, it's all there for you with FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, obviously, bowl season upon us, so you can lock in the bowl games in college football, pro basketball. It's all there, all the NFL games. Get yourself to FanDuel.com/hammer.